Well, in Texas, a high school that once had a reputation for gangs and dropouts is turning itself around with some ideas that are drawing national attention. One experiment is a new model for how the school hires teachers based on an interactive game. Laura Eisensee of Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media reports.
About a dozen would-be teachers head into the main office at Fur High School in Houston. Inside, Bertie Simmons welcomes them to something unusual.
And you'll never do it in other school because there's no other school in America doing this. Have any of you ever been to Escape the Room? Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Okay.
A few candidates nod. They recognize the name of an adventure game. Some companies in places like Sacramento have used escape rooms to test out prospects. But it's hard to find another school testing future teachers with them.
Well, we have an escape the interview. And what we're going to do is put all of you in the teacher's lounge. And there are some clues in there. We're going to lock the door. And you cannot get out until you solve the problems.
Oh, how nice.
With the help of $10 million from the education nonprofit XQ Institute, FUR is trying to create a new model for high school. That means more than traditional sit-down interviews to hire teachers for a non-traditional school. Q, escape the interview.
It's going to show us whether you can work as a team. It's going to show us whether you're creative. It's going to show us whether you persevere.
The candidates head to the teacher's lounge.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you, thank you.
You never see me again.
Inside, music plays. A smoke machine pumps fog into the room, and one applicant, Megan Stevenson, reads their first task. She quit law school to teach.
Collaborate to solve the challenge and find the master key to make your escape before the room is filled with deadly gas. Introduce ourselves and identify the strengths of everyone in the room.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Hold off on clue one.
Soon they tackle other challenges. First, a blindfolded beanbag toss. Then complicated puzzles. Brashawn Cockrell takes the lead. He hopes to land an assistant principal spot.
Yeah, that's a match. That one's a match. That's a match for y'all. Okay, that's a match.
While this unfolds in the teacher's lounge, down the hall, the principal and five other educators gather around a conference room table. They watch on a live video feed and take notes. Here's consultant Paula Fenley.
I'm penciling her name in.
Well, that's great.
Very impressive. Could we make her a teacher instead of a clerk? She looks like she has some really good skills.
Before they finish, let's pause and check with someone who studies how to hire talent.
I'm Jamie Belen. I'm the Assistant Dean for Career Services at the Bauer College of Business at UH.
That's the University of Houston. Belen says activities like Escape the Room are great for team building, but as a job interview, she has doubts.
When you're measuring people, the measurements that you do need to clearly relate to the actual competencies you're hiring for, because otherwise, if someone's not selected, you do run the risk of them coming back and saying, I wasn't fairly measured.
Belen says there are proven ways to measure someone's critical thinking, like case interviews. And she says schools especially need their hiring decisions to be almost foolproof.
Because it's a school, there's so much risk involved when you have young children, and these folks are serving in the place of the parent all day long, and you can't afford to take risks with that.
Back at Fur High School, the teacher applicants, who have all been state certified, finally crack the code and complete their task.
All right. Very good job.
Principal Bertie Simmons asks how it went.
What have you learned from this that you might bring to a new job?
This is Megan Stevenson again. She's the candidate we met earlier in the story.
I got so much better at figuring out what the issue was at hand when I started asking the people around me, what do you see, what do you see? And it was kind of pieces of what we all put together.
Another candidate, Kenya Pinkard, says she had no idea they'd be doing an Escape the Room.
What I learned is that I can't actually take a step back and watch everybody utilize their strengths. And then if there's something that I can add in a moment, then, you know, step in and add.
Simmons tells the job seekers she'll follow up with more traditional interviews before making a final decision for the 6 open teacher positions at Fur High School. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.